It is Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yeah.
He is the good news.
And it is not necessarily the news. Telling the news stories that the internet doesn't and that AI cannot.
No way.
Yet. We welcome all of our Hank Facebook Livers, real people, making real connections and getting very real in the comments section on our Hank Facebook Live.
I had someone else tell me last night that this is their prime source of news. So we're doing great.
We're proud of that. Well, speaking of news, let's get you caught up in the week of that was science. So that asteroid that was going to hit Earth in 2032... And then they said, okay, we're good, we're in the clear.
Yeah.
It's still going to come pretty close. Well, now they say that it could hit the moon. In the last calculations, NASA said that there is a 4% chance of lunar impact, which is about 4% more than you would want in that scenario.
And we only have one of the moons.
And nobody knows what it would do. But I've seen some movies, and it's not good. I've seen those movies. In exercise news, a study found that marathons are so taxing on your body that your brain starts eating itself during
it.
The effects are just temporary, though, and you come back from it pretty quickly.
Yeah, you know, I'm just not going to risk it. No way.
That's enough for me to stay out of the marathon game.
Mm-hmm.
You go get it, Mark.
Please, no sharp object.
In hookup news, a new study found that even fruit flies find each other more attractive after having a few drinks. So there you go.
I'm Bebe. Speaking of which, you know, Jason Momoa, a man of many facets, and hangs out in the finest places, namely that big SNL 50th anniversary party where he was quite a hit with the cast and officially a star among stars. Folks like Chevy Chase and Bill Murray, well, they wanted to take a picture with him. And then the party really got started because he downed a little something with Jack Black to celebrate.
We had scorpion. We had crickets on guacamole,
yeah.
Then a massive scorpion.
I gotta say, though, delicious.
How does one eat a scorpion? Like, what is the...
He just hucks it in there. He did it first. So I was like, I gotta do it.
I have no regrets.
I never ate a scorpion.
I haven't either, but you can see their new movie, a Minecraft movie, in theaters today.
Yeah, that's out today. Also in theaters is the dog movie. We all know how those end.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying. It's Naomi Watson. Bill Murray's a part of this, but it's called Great Dane, The Friend. I'm just warning you now. And then Genius could be upon us. The trailer teaser for the new Naked Gun movie is out now. So this will be a reboot of sorts. Frank Drebin, Leslie Nielsen, Naked Gun Police Squad. And Liam Neeson is now Drebin. And it looks pretty funny. And, of course, they even give a nod to OJ being in the first run.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, so nothing out of bounds there. I'm going to get drugged to the Minecraft movie, though.
Are you?
Yep.
I would imagine by the daughter, not the girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll definitely not be a girlfriend situation.
So, you know, Reba McEntire has been hot and heavy with Rex Lynn for quite some time. So when and if is he going to put a ring on it? Well, do not hold your breath waiting for those save the date announcements. Sources say the actor is a hopeless romantic and has big dreams of them leaving showbiz behind, riding off to the sunset, getting married, and just living life. However, Reba is a hardcore career woman. She's not wanting any of this, wants to, you know, keep going because those days are limited, and saying I do at the age of 70 just seems silly.
It's your turn, KB.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. But I would wear a bow in my butt for you the wedding, Reba, just so we're clear.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll be your bridesmaid.
Heather Lee.
I'm going to have to get that on them. Reminder, you can hear anything at any time for the rest of time on the KB Heather Lee Everyday Replay.
Yeah.
including what she just said right there.
You won't hear that on a Kevin Lundquist podcast.
I wouldn't rule that out. We do have love, and it may be based right here in Texas. The latest It couple could be It girls Sydney Sweeney and Texan actor Glenn Powell. Ooh. So there was a wedding last weekend in Dallas, and it coincided with Sydney Sweeney being there. Glenn Powell was there, and they were seen from that, the rehearsal dinner together, all the way through brunch on Sunday.
Gosh.
Yeah, brunch people.
Uh-oh.
All right.
They totally Frenched.
Of course, he lives in Texas, and she, over the weekend, it came out that her and her fiancé have now split.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, if they hadn't before, I would imagine they would have after that.
Powell was on the Today Show earlier this week, and he said that they are, quote, great friends.
Hey, bestie.
And they have a press tour together. There you go. Who says love can't win?
Your turn. It's your turn,
Stop
KB.
It.
That's
Stop
right.
It.
Come on, chop, chop.
There's no need for that.
You know, eggs may be expensive, but if you're going to splurge on one, you might as well just go big, right? Louis Vuitton now has a very special Easter treat lined up. It's a luxury egg made from dark chocolate and hazelnuts, and features their legendary logo. Because if you are going to have an Easter egg, you're going to show it off on the social media and before you eat it. It'll cost you $260 for a Louis Vuitton Easter egg. But if that's not in your budget, they've got a mini line as well for just $78. Happy Easter.
I want to see the Louis Vuitton chicken that hatched this thing.
I'm not going to hurt your chicken.
Yeah. I bet you're not. And then finally, in Terminator news, Elon Musk is building an army of robots. He said Tesla will produce at least 5,000 of its Optimus helper robots this year, 50,000 next year. And Elon says he predicts that they will, quote, be the biggest product of all time and eventually outnumber humans.
Why does this terrify me? I
wouldn't worry about it. It's not going to outnumber humans. Not at the rate he's having kids.
Okay.